Outer strength fades with time and sickness, while inner fortitude, more difficult to develop, lasts through old age and beyond. Learn more ways to create rather than destroy by rejuvenating discipline within your own being. Keep to the ways of peace within your heart, yet retain your weapons ready to defend and protect. At any given moment, you either are or are not a warrior. It is not something you become or some elusive goal you capture. Over time, the way itself strengthens and creates such energy. A warrior is willing to submit and suffer for commitments which represent his transpersonal ideals. Over time, he realizes the potentials, bears the responsibilities, and tolerates the costs of the agreements he makes. He is at peace with the priorities and choices that have replaced other possibilities. The warrior knows himself and the enemy and realizes that most obstacles ultimately issue from within. The warrior embodies the fourth of the 12 steps, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Your warrior comes to you today in this card to ask you to again evaluate your inner strengths and weaknesses, to deeply and honestly examine the effects of your actions on yourself and others. What is the leading edge of your personal growth right now, this moment, that requires your warrior energy? Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma make up the Hindu triad of gods. The dance of Shiva is a truly splendid icon of this religion. The four-armed guard dances in a circle of flames. His upper right hand carries a drum while the upper left bears a tongue of flame. The below left hand signifies the uplifting of wisdom, while the lower right is raised in the Abhaya Mudra, the gesture of protection and dispelling of fear. The purpose of his dance is to release men from the snare of illusion. He embodies and reconciles the perpetual creation-destruction rhythm of all life, evil and good, eternal rest and ceaseless activity. What must you now destroy in order to continue evolving? Your inner warrior knows that discipline is essential in order for you to honor your commitments. It is not a have-to, ought-to, or should imposed from outside. Discipline grows from within and is about doing what you know is good and right for you. It ignores any considerations you might have, being too tired or not feeling like it today, or it's too cold out, or you'll do it tomorrow. Reality doesn't care what you say you will do, but rather what you do. Discipline, derived from a Latin word meaning instruction, is a self-enlarging process. Where in your life is this tool most evident? Sun Tzu, a Chinese philosopher who wrote The Art of War 3,500 years ago, speaks of the sheathed sword. Fighting and conquering in battle are not the goal. Excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. So it is with discipline. It is not creating a war within, fighting the lazy enemy parts of yourself. It is about breaking through whatever resistance you have to do what you know you need to do. It requires patience and focus and an awareness of constantly changing conditions. A sword or knife used to channel or direct psychic energy is called an athame. Traditionally, a double-edged blade with a black handle inscribed with runes or astrological glyphs. Its origins lie in medieval ritual practices and grimoires, and parallel the kris of Malay Indonesian esoteric teachings. Used to cast a magic circle, it is imbued with blue fire, and when combined with the chalice in Wiccan traditions, represents universal creativity. The warrior card invites you to fashion such a ritual tool out of clay or a natural object you find, using it to cut through whatever obstacles prevent you from embodying the discipline and commitment you desire. The shadow warrior, the frightened, wounded inner child who is unfeeling, lonely, and withdrawn, knows only destruction. He sees constant threats to his masculinity, has to be right all the time, and always seeks external battles because he has not done the inner work. You empower him every time you strike yourself down with negative mind talk or self-defeating behaviors. Shadow warrior energy may involve being strong, tough, and aggressive, yang on the outside, yet undisciplined and too soft on the inside. In their attempts to not be aggressive, some men lose touch with their inner warrior. They don't know how to assertively use their shield to say no or not okay and stop taking crap from everybody. They forget that the warrior's sword is decisive, with no pulling back. Like Shiva, you must be willing to explore what you fear the most, recognize your own destructive capabilities, risk and fail over and over as you develop the ongoing discipline needed to honor commitments. A warrior is awake, aware, and centered in the present moment. Expect nothing. Be ready for anything. To know and to act are one and the same.